can behind your chair.
Don't look at it. What do you make there? That's alcohol.
Wait, should I test the TV volume?
Is that from last time? Did you just throw that behind the chair when you finished and didn't pick it up?
Whose house is this? Whose house are we in right now?
It's not about where, you are, it's about what you did.
I'm putting it behind there so you don't see it in the cams.
Yeah, you had 2 weeks to put that shit in.
I forgot about it! What?
Should I test the TV volume?
Yeah, go for it.
Alright, let me find a YouTube video.
I was gonna say, I feel like you had something in mind.
He's like, oh crap, fine, let me look for a YouTube video.
You looked over quick. You looked at the clicks you put on there.
Welcome back to the Dangerous Curves podcast. This is episode 4. Aiden, Nick, and I are back with our epic camera setup and our first episode drop today.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
0 views.
Not necessarily. I think I looked. I looked and it had 7 downloads.
7 downloads?
Well, that's just what it's like called when it's like people watch it.
I was gonna say, if 7 people decided, yeah, I think I'm gonna, without having heard it, I'm gonna download this and make sure to listen to it.
Download it to my laptop.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, you were just in New Orleans recently, right?
I did go to New Orleans.
Let's talk about that.
Which is funny because Aiden was just in New Orleans. And Aiden and I have differing opinions on New Orleans, I learned. I was talking to him while I was in New Orleans and I thought it was kind of trashy and garbage.
I like New Orleans.
But Aiden likes it.
Very chill, you know. Cool architecture, lots to see and do.
When I was in, like, the nice part of it, I liked it. It was, like, it was very... I understand what you mean by the architecture. The architecture was very pretty and other than that. But, like, and, like, it's a very party-hard city. Which I'm, like, I normally am down for, like, party and, like, fun times. But, like, I don't know, some part of that vibe just, like, I don't know, I was uncomfy. I don't know.
Kyle's blood is a little too rich for us, folks.
I guess so. I guess I'm a little too rich for you.
What did you all do down there?
So I worked. I work for a company that I have to go places for to do some things. So and I was just down there for work for like 10 days. I didn't really do anything other than I went down Bourbon Street, or right next to Bourbon Street and Canal Street. So there was a bunch of stuff to do. We were right by a casino. We went to the casino like 4 times. I did a karaoke.
Yeah, we've seen the videos of that.
I did karaoke in a gay bar.
You should play the video for the podcast.
I did karaoke at a gay bar because I didn't know it was gay. It was funny. But also, it doesn't matter because you don't have to be gay to go to a gay bar. But also, like, people walking in there, you're like, Nick, I could be gay, but it's like, I'm not. But it was... Wow, you guys are really great people to have a conversation with.
You're talking. What am I supposed to do? Interrupt you? Like, no, wait! You're only allowed in if you're gay. I'm sorry, Kyle. I can't have you spreading that kind of misinformation. I don't know what you wanted from us. You were just talking, and then you stopped and were like, why is no one interrupting me?
5 burgers, or top 5 burgers that don't exist. Dane was texting me earlier saying that he was worried that we did the same ones, and I don't understand.
I mean, you just said the same thing for Magic Spouse. I am quite excited for this, because I am quite... I do love burgers. I went to a place last week, and I don't remember what it was called, but it had, like... Well, I don't remember what the burger was called, I should say. I went to Old Lydia's, it's called.
Is it around here?
It's on First Street. Right over by Comedy Sports, actually.
Oh, cool.
There's like buffalo sauce on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would eat
that
it
was
again.
It? Just
but,
buffalo sauce?
Oh, there. Oh, it's drenched in buffalo sauce. Like,
did it have bread?
There were buns.
Oh, then it's off the table for me.
But I'm sorry, man. But
I'm
no,
sure you
it's
could
just,
order
without
the
buns. If it was just buffalo sauce, I probably could do
it. No, doused in buffalo sauce, like everywhere. Like it was
like all over the plate.
Drowning in the sauce.
Yes, dude. Like it wasn't
they came in and just poured it all over the table.
Dude, it wasn't even like a bun anymore. It was just like a makeshift sponge.
It was just a because
of all the
sauce. It was closer to soup.
Yeah, no, it was very soupy. All like I didn't even need to put like bread or crackers in
was
it because
it
was it was alright. I don't think I would have it again. I think it was kind of like a weird combo, putting bubble sauce on a burger.
Maybe
but,
a little, like, gimmicky?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's different, you know? It's not stuff that we'd imagine, like, putting together.
Well, that's great, because I feel like all my sandwiches are pretty good.
Yeah, I'm always down to try a new burger when I get the chance.
Well,
so, I'm excited to hear what you guys have on the menu for me. So
I don't think you'd like my burgers, but...
And that's why I'm starting with you, Aiden. What's your first burger on this list?
So I'm going to start off with the one that I think would be most likely to actually get into a restaurant.
No, so we're not going to be going into a restaurant anytime soon.
It's the ice cream burger. Not ice cream, but ice cream. It's served with ice cream because it is, like, insanely hot. It is just full of, like, you know, Carolina Reaper peppers or whatever.
That's clever.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And, you know, it is just so insanely spicy. People are going to try it. And it comes with ice cream, so, you know, cool off that flaming mouth. Figure a good start.
That is a good start. That sounds like a real burger, too.
Yeah, hopefully I didn't steal that.
No, because mine are not real burgers whatsoever.
Well, not from you, from, like, a real place.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, my first burger is cows. The road trip burger, because you know, like when you're on a road trip, you yell when you see cows, you yell cows.
Caribou.
Yeah. You know when you see cows, you yell cows.
Yes.
I do that. So this is a road trip burger. It's got sharp cheddar cheese, and then it's got a little bit of grass, chip crumbs. Hair, dust, and a dash of that black ice air freshener. This is the road trip. The cow's
black ice air freshener?
Road trip burger. Yeah. Black ice air freshener.
I have thought that would be a tasty air freshener.
Yeah, just a dash of it, too. I feel like too much of it would be...
Yeah, it would definitely be tough.
Too overwhelming. So just a little bit, I think, would get...
Just a little scrape of it.
Oh, of course. I think it would add a little bit of spice that you need. Because, I mean, every burger... And, I mean, the sharp cheddar would add as well.
My next one, we all grew up, you know, watching, you know, late 90s, early 2000s cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure you remember SpongeBob. Remember that episode where you had the Pretty Patties?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I took that and kind of ran with it, and I went with the Purgatory Patty. It's all just, like, dark gray. You know, just everything. The lettuce, the tomatoes, the pickles, all gray. An unappealing gray, but gray nonetheless.
So, like, how does it get that color?
We actually send it to Purgatory first. Then we retrieve it.
The real Purgatory?
The real Purgatory, yeah.
Ooh.
So I figured that'd be a little harder to get on the menu. It's going to be a pricey burger, but
yeah,
it's going to be good.
I feel like all these would be pretty pricey. My next one is the Campfire Burger. It's got smoked Gouda and then ashes of leaves and paper, three twigs of a pine tree, and a little dash of dirt. Just a little bit of dirt. Because every campfire you need like the kindling and then obviously and so the kindling is shown by the twigs, the ashes and leaves and papers. So there's like the base, and then the little dash of dirt's like the it's similar to the air freshener.
It gives that earthy flavor that we're all looking for in a burger.
Oh, big earthly flavor.
I mean, so I think this next one kind of speaks for itself. You know, so we've heard of, like, a cheese melt.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with the, 1,800 cheese melt burger,
mm-hmm.
aka the lactose death sentence. So I looked up, apparently there's over, 1,800 types of cheese, and I thought, what if we just put all of them on a burger? Nothing else, no other toppings. Just buns, a patty, and 1,800 different types of cheese melted on a burger.
I feel like yours are more clever than mine. Every time, you're always like, Carl, I don't think mine are good, and then they're always way better than all of mine are.
Well, I think the premises are less creative. I'm good at names.
Is the 1-800 burger toll free?
It is toll free. Well, there is a toll, but you'll pay at the bathroom.
Not necessarily you. Maybe somebody else.
Yes, there will be paying somewhere for someone.
My next one is the homeless boneless burger. Obviously, every burger is boneless, but I just had to add a little thing that rhymes. But
it's good to confirm.
Of course, yeah. It's very processed American cheese. Loose change, ripped up piece of cardboard, and then with anything helps written in ketchup on the piece of cardboard. And that's the homeless boneless burger.
I think I tried. Next up for me, it's the jail cell, and then in parentheses, with no chance of a roll. It doesn't come with a roll. It's just, and so this burger, so it's got the regular tops of a burger, except, the buns are held kind of separated, trapping the ingredients with french fries. So it's very delicate. If you touch it at all, it will fall over. And then it'll just be a burger with some, like, fries roughly around it. But I thought that was kind of funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, it's like a jail cell.
These are off. You thought these, like, what, in, like, an hour?
Yeah, sure.
Less than an hour?
I texted you when I started, right?
There's crazy, dude. Mine are lame.
No, yours are great.
My next one is Sticks and Stones. Guess what's in it?
Burger?
Can you tell us what kind of cheese it is before you bring up the sticks and stones in it?
Oh, this one doesn't have cheese on it.
Oh, okay.
Not all burgers have cheese on them.
Yeah, some are filled with ham and others with, you
know, sticks and stones. Yeah, this one, so it's called Sticks and Stones. From the famous phrase, sticks and stones may break your bones, but this one just has sticks and stones in it.
So this sticks and stones will fill my gut with burger.
Oh, dude, see, this guy is on... He's on top of it. Sticks and stones, whatever, dude.
All right, this is my last one and probably my laziest one. And you would not like this one personally, I'm sure. It's Oops All Buns. So the top is the top bun, the bottom is the bottom bun, and in the middle is two more buns. Dude, why is the Oops All Buns burger?
My last one is the Da Vinci Code. This is my only one with like...
I like that. That's good.
It's the only one with like a clever title. It's a regular burger, but you have to solve tons of riddles and codes just to eat it. It's free.
It's like a padlock through it.
Yeah.
I guess the combination.
It's a free burger, and it's just a regular burger, and it's really, really, really good, but you have to solve a bunch of codes and riddles to do it. That's the first one I thought of, and I guess I just went down from there.
I thought some of those were pretty good.
I really just chose things and like just put the things on the burger. I thought the homeless one was really funny, but nobody. I feel like you guys are worried that one's gonna like get flagged.
Yeah, get flagged.
I mean, there's just so many places where it'd be a staple. I just can't pick one.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how much I would eat it.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Loose change and a ripped up piece of cardboard.
Nice and tasty.
Exactly.
You know, I think if you, like, Kyle, if you rolled the campfire burger, if, like, Cabela's or, like, Bass Pro.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the campfire burger, if not filled with, you know, actual campfire stuff, was, like, a smoked burger.
Can we hear those ingredients one more time for the campfire burger?
Oh, yeah, smoked Gouda, which is the cheese.
Good start.
Ashes of leaves and paper.
Yeah. Inedible, that's where it went downhill.
And then three twigs of pine and a little dash of dirt.
Ooh.
Not a lot of dirt.
I feel like a smoked burger could actually be good, though.
I mean, the ashes is where the flavor comes in, though, right?
And the dirt.
Or maybe for plating, just a little garnish of ashes around it.
Yeah, I mean, it could be fake. Like, genuinely, you can make this in a real burger with all those fake things.
Yeah, there's potential in that.
All of it's definitely edible, too. There's no way, like, we used to have to eat twigs back in the day, right? And not by back in the day, I mean,
maybe they could they could have, like, representatives. I mean, the twigs could be, like, deep-fried onions.
Yeah, something like that.
And the leaves could be lettuce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's ashes and leaves. So you're going to burn the lettuce up.
Still very tantalizing.
Yeah, I'd definitely consider it.
And low-key, the homeless burger could be too. Like, the ripped up piece of cardboard could just be like...
A ripped up piece of burger.
Yeah. Like that could be the burger, and then like anything else written in ketchup, and then the loose change could be like pickles.
Yeah.
Do you think if somebody wrote, will work for food on it, they would just see the irony of it?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. Yeah, but the sticks and stones are just, you just have to have sticks. You can't really do anything with that. It's just sticks and stones.
Aiden, do you have a favorite burger on your list?
Oh, let me look at my list again.
My favorite burger is either the homeless burger or the road trip burger with the grass, chip crumbs, hair, dust, and a dash of black ice air freshener.
I mean, I think my favorite one was probably the one that could be, like, real, with the ice cream burger.
Would you actually eat it, though?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably hope it's not as hot as I'm imagining it.
I've never been a spice guy.
My favorite title one was definitely, though, the 1,800 cheese melt burger, a.k.a. the lactose death sentence.
I like the Oops All Buns, even though that one's very anti-Kyle.
That was just my laziest one. I was like, fuck, just buns. All buns.
I love the memes. Where it's like, oops, all Marlboro Reds.
Yeah.
it's like a cereal box.
Yeah, I mean, those do all sound pretty good. I can imagine that, like, some of them will, like, have a toll. Like, if I were to, like you said earlier, Aiden, like, the cost of eating the 1-800 burger, oh.
Yeah, I think that one would be...
That would be rough. Would definitely send you to a trip to the John.
I feel
which,
like just anybody that would send to the John.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't even have to be lactose intolerant. That will just mess you up.
Yeah, and, you know, I again, it just would send anybody there, which, speaking of which, Kyle, you have a pretty I think it's about that time you talk about your favorite bathroom.
Well, Nick, you are very correct. We are going to start with the very loved segment between all of us, especially me. My bathroom of the week.
Now, you've had this prepared for a while, right?
I've had this prepared for minutes, maybe an hour, but I had it ready when I knew what I wanted it to be, but I just didn't make it. And now I make it. So guess what?
But you made it in the bathroom, right?
I made it in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom the whole time. Hog, if you like good smells.
What? To get inspiration.
Get inspiration, of course. Hog, if you like good smells, this is Kyle's bathroom of the week.
That was an excellent. He likes good smells.
Congratulations.
Wait a minute. Could you go back again? All right, you can go back forward. It's so slow.
Congratulations to Country Flame in New Orleans. This is the restaurant that I went to in New Orleans. It was a Mexican restaurant, which is not very like New Orleans food. Which I don't worry, I had my New Orleans food there. Well, that doesn't matter. We should have talked about that earlier.
Missed opportunity. Now no one will ever know what you eat.
Well, I had Mexican food here, and it's called Country Flame. They were probably a contender right off the bat, because I was like, just the interior of this place, it's gonna have character, it's gotta have character. So they're gonna be my bathroom of the week. What are the woohoos? My woohoos for this bathroom, obviously, like, you can tell what's going on, that little kid's cleaning up his toys.
And you actually got pictures of it this time, these are your pictures?
These are my pictures.
Nice.
Because it's a single bathroom, because obviously, I'm not gonna take pictures of a public bathroom. Because that's weird. But, whatever, the best one is the toilet creates clean green water. I don't know how toilets do that. I was trying to see if it's, like, something on the side. But, like, somehow, like, it, like, cleans the water. You
put it in the tank, I believe.
Oh, really? That's smart. Well, it does that. So, I'm assuming the green means clean in my head. Like, bing, bing, bing.
I bet you could drink that stuff.
You probably could drink it. I tried it. It didn't taste very good.
Yeah, it's more for the... It's an acquired taste.
This has paper towel. You know, everybody knows I'm a big. Everybody knows I'm a big paper towel fan. I don't like hand dryers because they produce gross. They produce like gross germs, and I don't like germs. But it has paper towel. It has a sticker on the paper towel. I can't really make out what the sticker was now, but at the time I probably could. But it was a cool sticker. Tiny sink, dude. You could tell. Look how tiny that sink is. Look, I'm standing next to it. Doesn't that sink look like it? Like, I'm not lying to you. If I'm standing up, it's like it was like here, and it was like probably like the size of like a quarter of this, not even.
That's a woohoo.
It was cool. Well, I'm not doing anything to the sink but washing my hands. If it's tiny and cool, I'm gonna give it a woohoo.
Yeah, I can respect that.
And Aiden, you're gonna like this one. The fire alarm was present. I don't have a picture of it in this one. I have a picture of it in the other one. But the fire alarm is there.
I do appreciate safety.
You can have the fire alarm go off, and you would know that if the bathroom is on fire. And then it stonked. It's just stocked. It just had paper towel in it and soap.
Nothing's worse than being in the bathroom where there's just nothing. No paper towel, no toilet paper, no water, no soap.
No water.
Not even in the toilet. It's just dry.
When I went to the hotel in New Orleans, the first night they were like, by the way, our water's going to be turned off for the first day. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's kind of inconvenient.
It was like the most popular hotel in the city. So like it was really fun. There was so many people there. It was 50 floors.
No, when I was in France, we rented an Airbnb. And, like, the first, like, 3 days, there was no water.
That's wild.
And, you know, it's Europe. None of the there's, like, no easy access bathrooms anywhere, so it was a huge pain just to do, you know, anything, really.
That sucks. But luckily...
We had to plan around bathrooms, which is not, like...
the thing that you normally have to do.
Yeah, that's normally the thing. It's like, yeah, I go before I leave, and then I go, yeah, I'll go when I come back.
Yeah.
Not like, all right, we got to plan. Where is a bathroom that we can stop at?
Where is a bathroom we can stop at? You could stop at this Country Flame bathroom. Next, Nick. What were the uh-ohs? Dirty window.
What kind of dirty?
It had writing on it. You know, graffiti. Kyle's not a big graffiti guy. See that little boy with the dirty hands? That guy probably put his little paw prints on there. And then exposed pipes might hit my head. Ouch! Just in case I was running around in there.
Tall enough for the matriarch?
Yeah.
How small was this bathroom?
It was pretty big. I'm a big guy. I'm really tall.
Yeah, easily 6'3".
Yeah, probably like 6'8", something like that. Somewhere around there. And then... and then that's where you can see the fire alarm in that one. See the top right?
Yeah.
Yep, fire alarm present. Ouch! So that, alright, next one.
Ooh, surprise stare, boo!
Walking into this place, there was a stair going into the bathroom. It was like a little hallway that was like, you had to open the door, you go up a step, and then there's a door in the door. And like, it was a surprise stare, so I figured I'd scare you guys with that.
Is that a woohoo or a...
This is a surprise.
It does blend in.
I feel like it looks like a way to I'll teach you for walking in the bathroom on your phone.
Exactly.
You're about to bus to...
Why,
I just wanted to spook you guys by doing the surprise stare.
You got me.
Frightened.
I know, I was worried. I mean, I knew it. Next.
That one was the slowest one. I like that one.
Well, congratulations to Country Flame in New Orleans.
Hey, that's funny. That shirt, you're wearing that same shirt right now.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Both of them, actually. That's weird, yeah.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I don't think I ever took this shirt off, that's why.
Yeah, I feel that.
I think I just straight up left it on the entire time. And that one, in that picture, there's a shower. It's okay, Austin. Our camera guy just tripped.
It's a little tight back there.
Yeah, Nick likes to sprawl out and just... we have company, Nick.
Making use of the
space. Yeah, Nick,
I
we
have
company, sorry.
What would you rate this bathroom on a scale of 1 to 10, Kyle?
Why do I always forget to rate the bathrooms?
Yeah.
I'm doing a bathroom of the week, I have to rate the bathrooms. This one is, like, this one just had character, and it was very unique. It wasn't necessarily, like, a bathroom, like, because I could easily go into a clean bathroom at, like, a regular restaurant, like a chain restaurant, to be, like, normal. But this is, like, it just had character, it was very unique. And I know it's very big for you, Aiden.
Yeah, I mean, when I was there, one of my favorite bathrooms was, there was one for just 25 cents. You could have a pee competition with whoever was using the urinal next to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you being serious?
That's real, yeah.
That, where?
Some bar we went to. I think we got like a hand grenade.
You genuinely should have told me that, because that probably would have been up here. And that would...
Yeah, that was a cool one. But, I mean, it was... there were issues, though.
More uh-ohs and woo-hoos.
The ambiance noise was a little spooky.
Oh, more uh-ohs and woo-hoos.
Because I think it had like a haunted theme.
Oh.
And I think the door was like... When you, like... The door was, like, didn't, like, close all the way, and it was just, like, the bar was, like, right there.
Oh, so, like...
So there were some downsides, but I did, like, the pee competition.
Oh, okay.
That aspect was kind of
fun. Did you do it?
No. I didn't have a quarter.
Oh.
And I was there by myself. It's like at most you could fit 3 people in that bathroom, so you're not having, like, a huge competition there.
That would have been fun. I would have done that with you.
I would have absolutely done that with you.
We should try and find that. There's got to be one around here that probably is a pee
Let's go to New Orleans.
Yeah, if you guys...
That was both our favorite trail this year.
If you guys know any pee competitions going on in Milwaukee, you gotta let...
They don't have to be sanctioned.
Let Aiden and I know. We'll be there immediately. We'll do a podcast from the bathroom. I think we could... You wanna do that?
Well, I'm thinking we should, you know, just try podcasts doing different stuff.
Take it on the road?
Yeah, we could do that. We could try just different rooms in the house.
It's gonna be audio only, I think, for the one in the bathroom.
Why?
Because we'll actively be using it.
Yeah, I'll be showering, Aiden will be... washing his hands the whole
time. Just the whole time, just washing.
That's what I thought. That's what you were doing there. You were washing your hands. I was like, damn, he's going
to... I was cleaning my glasses.
Oh. Like, I thought you were sitting there for 5 minutes. It's like, what did he touch in my house that he needs to wash his hands for that long?
Germs. All right. Good bathroom of the week.
Good bathroom of the week.
It was beautiful.
Once again, if you guys have a bathroom that you want to suggest, let me know. DM our Instagram or anything. It could be any... If you have pictures of this bathroom, I do not want pictures of people in the bathroom.
Yeah, be kind of, like, be, you know, aware.
Yeah.
Don't, like, take pictures of other people in the bathroom.
Yeah, don't take pictures of people taking off their clothes in the bathroom.
It's probably legal.
It's probably very legal. I mean, illegal. I mean, I didn't... but if you have pictures, if you have a bathroom of the week you want to submit, I will take as many submissions... as you want, and maybe I won't be providing every bathroom of the week this time. Maybe we'll do a listener bathroom of the week.
If it's your own actual bathroom, don't send us your address. We'll dox you on accident.
Yeah, I'll do it on purpose. I'll do it on purpose.
From here, we are gonna... This is a new segment that we're introducing to the podcast. It's called Over Under. Whoever knows of the... YouTube channel Pitchfork. There's a website too.
Me.
Kyle loves that channel.
I've never heard of it.
But, I don't mean either.
Well,
I just wanted to say that.
Oh, he probably still loves it.
Me.
He definitely still loves it.
I know Nick likes when I do that little voice.
Yeah, I mean, it adds character. We are gonna play Over Under, which this is a game.
And that is when I take off my shirt and Aiden takes off his pants. We have to guess who, and we have to figure out who does it faster.
Not quite.
Are you sure? That's what I prepared for.
Yeah, that's what I got like 3 shirts ready.
Well, now I don't know what we're doing.
Crap. I have some news for the two of you guys.
Huh?
The clothes will stay on during the segment.
I didn't approve of this one, but whatever.
That's unfortunate.
I guess it.
You guys still want to do it?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
If we have to,
fine.
Okay. So, What Pitchfork does is they bring in these different music artists and they play the game of over under, where you're gonna hear some different things and they will say if they are overrated or underrated.
But the thing is, Aiden and I aren't music artists.
He knows a music artist.
Not
he
yet.
Could bring him.
Dude, you know, we all know a music artist.
I could. We could. We do know him. But for purposes of this, I guess, I don't know. You guys are music artists?
Are you talking about his brother?
Yes, I'm talking about his brother.
Oh.
I don't know if you wanted that.
That's not who came to mind right away.
Who are you? Are you thinking Nexus?
Yes, sir.
I thought you were talking about Nexus.
Why not both? We can have them do a clip right here.
I want to bring Nexus on really bad. Real Nexus.
Battle of the Bits.
If you're listening, DM one of us or just text one of us.
He has his, like, snaps. I'm sure someone has his number. We have every way to contact him available.
Yeah, DM our Instagram and then put in a little thing at the beginning saying who you are just to make sure.
Yeah, we might not recognize you.
Yeah, we get a lot of fake.
Yeah.
We've only known you for, like, 8 years.
I literally was in kindergarten with them. Yeah, whatever. We'll figure it out. Yeah, I guess if you want to, Lil Nexus.
Yeah, I mean, contrary to popular belief, though, you don't need musical talent to play this game.
I was in orchestra for like 10 years. So
I
do have songs.
I was going to sing my answers.
You know, Kyle was a triangle player back in the day.
It's true.
Instead of rubbing in like that, but all right.
Show us that textbook form.
Yeah, show us how to ding that triangle.
I don't know.
Teacher would be proud. That was an excellent form.
Yeah,
wonderful
Miss,
pianissimo.
Miss who? Wonderful who?
Pianissimo. The dynamic.
Do you remember what that means?
PPP.
Quiet.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get it.
I just heard penis.
Well, no.
What?
I think that wraps it up. We're done here.
thanks you guys for watching.
See you next time. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. No, we'll actually do the segment as intended now.
Yeah, so we got a little off track there.
Aiden, pick a number 1 through 7.
7.
All right, so I really wanted this one to be like later on, but I'll do it off the rip, I guess.
You could be lying. Like, we don't know.
Yeah, this is true. I don't think I will, though.
Okay.
He did say this is true, so I don't think
so. Using other people's bathrooms, is it overrated or underrated?
Overrated. That is like one of the more stressful things, especially if it's like you just met this person. Now you got to go drop one in their bathroom. It's horrifying, arguably.
I agree. I think. Well, I feel like can we say like equally rated, or is that not an option?
What's called overrated.
Try to lean towards one.
Okay. I'm going to go more towards overrated than as well. I think I have to agree with Aiden on that.
Just because we don't know how thin their walls are. You could be just announcing everything to them. And, you know, you wouldn't know. You don't know. You've never been. You don't know the dynamics. You don't know how it works.
Exactly. And also, at the same time, what if, like, you accidentally, like,
if you clog it? Oh, my Lord. That is, like, end times.
I think, like, especially, like, you knew a person or, like, a date. Imagine, like, this is your first, like
yeah,
girlfriend.
First, that would be, like, actual nightmares. I'm going out the window. Blocking her.
You're throwing the poop out the window, or you're going out the window?
Both. I mean, I couldn't leave it. That's just rude.
You just put it in your backpack. Just leave it.
Just throw it in their shower.
Dump it down the drain. Do the waffle stomp.
I can't say. For personally, overrated all day. If I have the opportunity to just wait and go home, I'm going home.
I think it's very overrated as well. I will do it. But
I mean, if I have to, I have to.
But I don't think I've ever like. Pooped in another person's toilet, if I'm being... Like, I probably have. Like, my grandma or my parents.
Tell me you never pooped in my toilet?
I don't know. I really don't think so. Why would they look at me like that?
Yeah, what about that time we went to what's his name's, like, camper?
Noah's?
Yeah. Were there public bathrooms?
No, he had a big camper. There definitely were public bathrooms, but I... Probably at that point, you're right. Because we were there for a weekend.
Yeah, really. Unless you were just really out of fast. Like, I refuse to poop outside of my home.
Yeah.
I won't eat for 5 days.
You're right. I did. I also probably, and I've also definitely done it in like a campground too. Because I have to.
Yeah, I mean.
Which, I mean, at that point, it's like, yeah. I guess I'm, other person specific, like a specific person, I can give it under, like, overrated. But like, honestly, like a regular public bathroom, I guess.
Yeah,
is
public
like,
bathrooms are fine.
I don't think, I think that one's underrated. I think, I mean, not underrated, like, we need to do it more. But like.
So I'm saying, because now, you know, there's no like, potential cleanup.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Just someone else's problem now.
Yeah, exactly. People get paid to do that. I mean, not like we should just shit on the walls. People,
no, I'm just saying, you know.
People don't get paid to clean that up. Don't do that. Only I can do that.
That sounded sweet.
Good start.
Okay. Kyle, 1 through 6. Pick a number.
4.
All right, we are going to go with walking the dog. Is it overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
Overrated.
I think, well, it very much depends on the situation. Now, you guys don't have dogs yourself, and you guys have both walked my dog once or twice, Aiden more than Nick. But I think that it's very underrated in the sense of, like, I always say in the sense of, but it's definitely underrated when you're, like, trying to just like it's like the most like chill thing. You're going to the same route every time. There's not like I live in like a chill neighborhood. Like there's nothing going on.
Walking your dog is the least chill thing you can walk.
My dog, maybe not.
When you're trying to walk, his dog will just stop every 5 feet, and like obviously you can't just, you know, yank it because it's a dog. It's a living thing.
Yank it.
You just kind of like nudge it. Just like, yeah, come on, Olive.
You
know, you still got quite a bit of, yeah.
That's why you get the harness. That's why you put the harness on. I know you do, but, like, that's why you put the harness on. Because if you're just yanking her neck, she will pull like hell. But, and it, like, it's, that probably, like, messes with her neck.
Yeah, I put the harness on, but I don't want to yank in general. Because it's a dog. But you have to, like, kind of just, like, you know, like, in, like give, just give it a tiny little nudge to be like, hey, we're trying to go this way. We still got, like, a long ways to go.
A way I counteract that is I, you know how you can, like, adjust, like, the length of it?
Yeah.
So, like, I have it, like, for, like, blocks, I'll have her just, like, go, stay right next to me, and whether she tries to go forward or go backwards, like, she is right next to me the entire time, or maybe not the entire time, but most of it, until she, like, earns the right to go back to the, because sometimes she'll, like, pull towards the grass, so I, like, know that she's trying to go to the grass to use the bathroom.
Well, sometimes she'll start to just, like, you know, walk, like, right up to people's doors, and I'm like, oh, dude,
which,
we can't go there.
That's why I always leave her on the street side.
I like,
then she'll go in the street, I know.
I was saying, I do like to keep, I try to keep her a little closer when we're, like, in the, like, housing area.
Yeah.
Once we get to the park, though, I just let her do whatever.
Of course. And then, but I think that's only, I think it's underrated in the sense of it's so peaceful, and I like, it's relaxing when you just listen to music, listen to a podcast, or just listen to, like, nothing. I think it's, I love, like, especially in, like, when it's either the sun's going down or it gets dark, and it's just so quiet.
For me, the major thing that makes it overrated is, you know, you're out there for a
my
reason.
Dog. Oh.
No, that's, so, and that reason involves a little plastic bag, and then walking with said reason for the remainder of the trip. And I think that's what's got to make it overrated for me. I don't like walking around with little doggy bags.
I think Aiden's implying that you might have fed all of the 1-800-Burger.
You fed all of the 1-800-Burger.
I think that's, like,
fun. I love carrying around.
I don't think it's fun, but I think it's, like, I'm okay with it. And I think,
I think if all dogs were trained to use the toilet, it would increase their value to me.
Increase their value to me?
Yeah, because that's a huge, like, we're just like, oh, that's a bummer, dude, that I gotta go out and pick it up
with
my hands.
You love teaching my dog tricks, so why don't you try and, why don't you teach my dog how to use the toilet?
Dude, I can barely get that dog to, like, sit.
you said you're good at teaching her stuff.
I can make it, like, come to me pretty quick.
All right, I'm gonna go with our next topic. I'm gonna choose 3. Autocorrect.
Underrated.
Why?
I mean, yeah, sure, it makes a lot of mistakes, but do you know who else makes a lot of mistakes? Me. My spelling is not very good, so that helps me out, especially when I'm, like, talking to someone that maybe I want to impress a little bit, and I don't look like an idiot because I don't know how to spell.
You know how I underrated. Only because, one, I'll just go opposite of you just because I want to, but also, it's like, Sometimes I just spell it so incorrectly it does not know what I'm talking about. So then I have to, like, go to the microphone thing and
well,
be
that's
like,
double when I know. Okay, I'm really going to look up how to spell. It really helps prevent me from looking like an idiot.
I look like an idiot regardless. Like, when, like we're playing, like, Jackbox or something on our phones, and I do not know how to spell it, and I know you guys are going to shit on me because I spell it wrong, because you guys always do. You're like, Kyle, did you spell it like that? That's how you spelled it? That's why I, like, go in the corner and I go, chartreuse.
You do that?
Yeah. That's what I do. I have to say it in
I
my phone.
I don't say chartreuse. I don't know how to spell chartreuse.
I just like thinking of big, scary words. Because. I'm just kidding. I know how to spell because.
Yeah, C-U-Z.
Or I did not know how to spell customer. I just learned how to spell customer today.
Yeah. Didn't you used to work in customer service?
No. I was editing a thing for the place I work at, and I had to write customer like in like the promo video. So I had to make so it's fine that I was like making like a promotional video.
I mean, in class today we had to do we were writing an answer for a thing. And the whole time I was like, oh my god, he knows how to spell stuff. I clearly don't. This is going to be embarrassing when he tells the whole class, like, a lot of spelling mistakes there.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking about what I want to write, and I'm like, I'll think of a word, and I'm like, oh, dude, I don't know how to spell. I got to think of something else. Like, I think of a different word for this.
This is why, dude, Nick, we should low-key put in, like, spelling bee as a segment. I feel like that would be fun.
In the cards?
As much as I would hate it, and how much as I think I'd be ass at it, I think it would be funny.
I did think about that. We could do it like some other time.
Nick's in charge.
From there, we'll Aiden pick a number 1 through 4.
4.
Bucket hats.
Underrated. Depending on your age.
I'm gonna say overrated.
I think younger generations and like. Yeah, I think younger generations are kind of rock bucket hats more for me. I think if you're over the age of 28, I think bucket hats are probably out of your range.
I mean, I think they're all right. Maybe just, you know, kind of maybe a little overhyped.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes functionality as a hat is a little limited. Sometimes the brim is just so small, like there's no way of stopping the sun from hitting you.
But except when it's like noon, when it's smacked out.
Yeah, when
it's like
straight up, yeah.
Or like so, you're just pushing for a bigger rim.
Yeah, I mean,
but I feel like they have way cool. They have cool designs though.
I think like Safari.
I have a quick trip. I have a quick trip bucket hat.
And some bucket hats do have a pretty decent rim. I'm just saying.
Reversible quick trip bucket hat. It's got bananas on one side and. Did you just do the gym? Look into the camera. The reversible bucket hat. It's red with the logo on one side, and then on the other side it's white with bananas on it. Just quick trip on it. I think it's underrated, only because I have two. And then I have a IKEA one. I guess I just have a bunch of... I'm just doing free advertising for all this stuff.
Yeah, for their bucket hats. Like, oh, dude, he has one? I better get one.
Well, because you got to rock the quick trip stuff. I wanted quick trip sweatpants. I should look in the store for those.
Do they have a quick trip jumpsuit?
Probably. You know how Noah bought the fireball, like, suit?
Yeah.
That's fine. I think we need to do more of that.
I played wiffle ball not that long ago.
Really?
Yeah, flaking. You were in New Orleans.
Wiffle ball? I thought you guys were going to Lux Golf Base.
We did later. After. I couldn't make it for those because I was working.
Wiffle ball? Was it? Oh, like, where'd you do that? Like, in a park?
I went to,
elementary school, right?
Schools, yeah.
Oh, well, that'd have been fun. I want to do I feel like kickball would be fun. Have you guys ever played whirly ball?
I have.
What?
Whirly ball?
Whirly ball would be amazing.
I think whirly ball would go really hard. It's like, so you're riding around in bumper cars, and you know how in lacrosse they have like those, like, almost like they have handles, like little nets on them?
Yeah.
So like, you have like lacrosse sticks, and then you're just throwing a ball at a basketball hoop. It doesn't have to go in the hoop, it just has to hit a square. And then you're just throwing it, and you're just throwing the ball at this hoop, and you're also in a group of, you have like a team of like 3-on-3. And it's really fun, because you can just bump into them to get them to stop, and like you have to like pick the ball up while it's like kind of dangerous, but it's really fun. It's like bumper cars mixed with basketball, mixed with baseball, mixed with...
How do you get the resources to play this?
Not dodgeball. There's places for it.
Oh.
There's like There's like a place in Brookfield across from Brookfield Conference Center. I just know because I go there a lot for work.
I just prefer more traditional sports. But
I would say that's a pretty traditional sport. It has a mix of literally every sport, probably. Lacrosse, basketball, bumper cars.
Dodgeball. You play basketball. I like basketball.
That's not...
Heck yeah.
It's not.
Basketball's awesome.
What were we talking about?
I think we're in your bathroom of the week.
Again?
It just keeps going back to that.
Let me pull up the presentation again, guys. We were talking about bucket hats.
Oh, yeah.
Bucket
hats. How did we get there? Oh, because I was just talking about advertising for companies.
Yeah.
I guess I did have a blue one. I think I lost it, or somebody took it. Why do you keep looking at me like that?
And then we'll do one more topic for this.
Give me another one.
You give me another one. One, two, or three?
Three.
Yes.
Breaking a bone.
What? I've never broken a bone.
Yeah, I think in this room I only know one person that at least got his bone broke.
Nick got his bone broke.
Got two, more than one.
More than one?
Fractured my finger in third grade. I broke the growth plate in seventh grade.
What's a growth plate?
There's certain like parts in your joints where I would I don't really know how to explain it.
It's okay. It just doesn't.
But it can't grow anymore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's just a.
I mean, I'm already
my
like
growth plate.
I'm already like physically grown, but it just doesn't. It won't grow.
Growth plate is ruptured. He also broke his leg in football because of me.
Well. Yeah.
There was another element.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I did tell this story today to a coworker, actually.
I'm not saying it like I'm bragging. Fine, I'll tell the story. You want me to tell the story?
Well, I mean, we probably shouldn't
drop. We did a drill that...
I got it.
Basically, we did a drill which got both of our quarterbacks injured for a short period of time the year before, and I had a season-ending injury from it because I got tackled, fell on my leg... Snap.
That person.
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. I think he's 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, he's tall. He's a big guy.
But yeah,
and I pushed him on the neck. Fine. But that was the goal of the game. The goal of the thing. We were trying to get Nick down. He was having troubles and was like, oh, I gotta help him out. So I went up behind him, and I just gave him the old toss, and then that's when the incident occurred. I would like to make a public apology about that.
Nick was going to run for president, and he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that was the year we went to the state championship. We lost. Yeah.
Wow, that really is just awful.
I wish if we would have won, I would have felt even worse, but since we didn't win, it didn't matter.
Yeah, Nick's harboring hard feelings towards you. The only reason he's doing it is so he can get closer.
It's been a long ride.
Platinum.
What do you guys think, though? Is it underrated or overrated?
Oh, yeah, I guess we didn't have to tell that story. Overrated? What?
I'll just play devil's advocate here. I'll go underrated.
I'm going to... Okay, then explain your point.
Sympathy? Everyone's like, oh my gosh, he broke his leg, let's talk to them and make him feel better,
Nick did get a wheelchair access.
He got a wheelchair
for months. Dude was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I will say it was kind of fun just having my crutches around and I'm basically just jousting people in the hallways, poking them with my crutches while somebody pushes me to my next class. I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, if you're late to class, it could be your fault entirely, but you just roll and be like, sorry, I got tired.
You guys remember the sub, Mr. Griffin?
Yeah.
Yo, Kyle, where you is, that guy?
Yeah.
I remember I was in Tech Ninjas, and Jeremiah was pushing me, and I came in the class late one day, and he told me that me being in my wheelchair with a cast on my leg was not an excuse to be late to class, even though I had to, go down the elevator.
Yeah, that was kind of a janky elevator.
You know what's crazy? Day of my birthday, I still couldn't bear full weight.
The day of my birthday.
Yeah, no, this is kind of important.
Didn't say your
but,
birthday.
Yeah, I mean, the day of my birthday, I still couldn't bear full weight on my leg. And I was only able to use the elevator in our school to get from first to second floor. So, like, if I had, like, lunch or tech ninjas or just to leave the school.
Or library time.
No, the library was on the second floor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you wanted to go up to the second floor. Well,
oh, yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
this is story. I don't know. I'm talking like
a... Yeah, so I get there, and the elevator's broken.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you have to...
I had to hobble up the stairs with my crutches.
Weird, we had some weird ass funky stairs too in middle school.
Yeah, it was just sort of stressful.
You had to go inside this like cylinder room, bricked off. I don't know. I'm making it sound
bricked
scarier
up
than it is. Bricked up. Tech. I just was saying test just to make sure that you could, because I saw levels on my thing. But yeah, that was scary. So. So you had to, like, how did you get up the steps? You just sit down and just kind of scoot your way back.
So there is a method to getting up and downstairs when you're on crutches.
It's sketchy, right? Like,
yeah.
So what you have to do when you're climbing up the stairs is, well, if you, I use both of my crutches to get up the stairs from what I remember, or, like, at least, like, back into my house, too. Like, that's kind of just how I had to do it. But what you would do is you... Or at least from what I remember, is you, like, take both of your crutches, you put them on the step that you're going up to, and you kind of, like, use that as, like, leverage to, like, get, like, your foot on the next step.
Sounds pretty overrated to me.
You know, but it's a challenge. A challenge to be overcome. And he was stronger because of it. Truly underrated.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go break your arms and then tell me that same story.
I hope you'll able to be. I hope you can climb the stairs with a broken arm.
Yeah, maybe I'll help somebody break your.
I have to climb a ladder with a broken arm.
Maybe I'll somebody help break your leg next time. Just so you can understand the struggles, because he did have struggles.
Well, wasn't the question, do I want it to happen, or is it over underrated?
I feel like if you're like think it's underrated, you want it to happen more.
I mean, no. It just means the perception is either. You know, too bad or too good for it.
All right.
Oh, cool.
Don't break my arms.
I won't break your arms.
Yeah, so I'm going to hand you guys some whiteboards. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Nick's going to come in front of the cameras for this time. He was excited about this. He was hyping himself up earlier about this. He was like, guys, I can come in front of the cameras this time.
I was like, finally, it's my time. Here you go.
Thank you.
And here you go.
Guys, quick, look at Nick's fit today. Nick got the. Why do you want? Why?
That was obviously yours.
Shout out Mike Yastrzemski, by the way.
Huh?
It's got chew marks on it. That was clearly yours.
Chew marks.
Yeah.
Oh, it does say Aiden. It does say the Aiden thing that I wrote earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going to play a drawing board. That's exactly what you guys have.
Now,
in
Nick,
your
what
hands.
Is this game?
I feel like we're gonna need.
So, this isn't necessarily. You know, I wanna. See your creative sides a bit, okay? So, I'm gonna tell you to draw some. I'm gonna have you draw something for me. You know, like I guess you guys gave me some burgers earlier, and now you know what's dinner
yummy
without a show.
Yummy.
So, I want you guys to draw for me, okay? And then once I'm done with everything on there. You guys are going to show your drawings and talk a little bit about it, okay? I'm gonna go easy on you guys today. You are going to draw a person, but every person has a name. So at the top of your whiteboard, write their name and make eye contact with each other once you guys are done with each thing.
What are you doing?
Wrong side.
Your E is the wrong way around.
There
you go. So I'm making a name for someone?
Make a name for your person.
Can I choose one of my fun names?
It can be whatever you want. Just could be a fun name, could just be a first name, whatever.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
I was gonna say, that's not very good eye contact, though.
Perfect. Now, give him a head.
Huh?
A head.
Oh, sorry.
Draw his head.
Not bad.
Or her head, or its head. What?
I thought you were... Never mind.
You don't have to do, like, features that deep.
Yeah, also, if you're listening, go to the YouTube version of this. If you, for this, this will probably be a more YouTube visual thing. So if you're listening to this and you want to see what's going on, I would recommend going to our YouTube channel. Just a little plug.
Subscribe.
Gotta plug the YouTube every once in a while. Because sometimes... Austin? He's crawling around. Sorry. Amy, you need to just draw a head, bro, right?
Yeah, I gotta make it good.
I just wanted the head, man. Just like the... I don't need
a
face or anything.
Don't rush me.
I just want a head.
I don't need a face or anything. I just wanted,
bro,
like, the head.
Want a head, man. Oh,
short hair, by the way.
Wait, hair?
Short hair. Short hair on the top of their head. And then, per usual, look at each other when you're finished with that section. Think of a number 1 through 5.
Aiden be making faces at me.
And that's gonna be how long, how like thick their neck is. So 5 is like a really thick neck, and
number?
Then 1's like 1 through 5. Think of your number.
Oh, think of it.
Think of it.
Okay.
Right.
And then depending on your number, 5
is thickest.
I'm 5 saying? Is the thickest. 1 is the thinnest.
Okay.
That's gonna be how their neck is.
Okay. Am I writing that down?
No, just draw the neck.
Oh, then why did I think of a number?
For how thick the neck will be.
Oh.
Just draw a face on there, something simple. And then, you guys know the Boyle kid from Fairly Odd Parents?
Oh, not really. I didn't watch that so much.
He has, like, a giant boil on the side of his face. Give him a boil. Give your person a boil just anywhere on their head. I'm excited for how this is going to turn out. Give them a shirt. And on the shirt, you're going to write the funniest word that comes to mind.
Okay, I'm ready.
Give them stick arms. Should be a quick one.
Should I just give them little hands?
Go for it. Give them hands. Think of a number 1 through 3. This is going to be the amount of legs that they have. They're not shoes. They're not feet. They are any vehicle or mode of transportation of your choosing.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have space in your bottom right corner?
I do. A tiny amount.
Sign your name.
All right, I think I'm ready.
All right, cool. We'll start with Kyle. Kyle, it's time to show and tell, buddy.
All right. I'm going to unveil Flabs Rotund. Now, Flabs got a, he's got, you said he's short hair, he doesn't got a lot of hair.
He's
can
short
you see
hair.
That? Can you see that? You want to zoom in on it? Or just zoom in on it so people can see. It's Flabs Rotund. He's got a shirt on, obviously, it's like, it's his favorite band, The Nipples.
Right.
He's obviously very tatted on his little skinny arms. He's got tats on his neck, he's got tats on his arms. He's got a big boil on the side of his face, but he's happy about it. He's got his sunglasses, he's rocking with it. He only has one leg though. He lost it at a Nipples concert. So he's got a peg leg, but the shoes he's rocking a family minivan as shoes, and yeah, he doesn't got a lot of hair up there, but he's trying
nice.
For sure.
And then what number did you choose for the neck, by the way?
That's a 5.
5.
That's
I figured.
A 5, Nick.
And then the Nipples, they're the people that made Elmer Rigby, right?
Oh, yeah. They're the Nipples.
Yeah, they're
the famous British band, the Nipples.
That's what I thought. Okay. Oh, cool. And his name is... What is it again? Flats Rotund?
Flabs Rotund.
Oh, one letter. Flabs Rotund, everybody. Are you ready, Aiden?
Oh, sure.
And then you can erase it whenever, Kyle.
I don't know if I want to.
Take a picture if you want.
I do. I will.
So I've done Dave and Buster. I'm not much of a drawer, but
damn.
Oh my god.
I wish I knew how to draw, but this is as good as it gets. So you can see that neck was def a 5. He's got a nice juiced neck.
We both chose 5 necks. Understandable.
He's on the roids, but he only works chest, no arms. Yeah, he's got that little side part. His shirt says crank.
I like that. Damn, he's got like an anime style face.
Yeah, he's a sexy man. I picked 3 legs. I even put pockets on each of the legs because he buys custom pants. That's a hoverboard.
Ooh.
I'm not very good at drawing, but he rolls around. And he's got 3 distinct fingers on each hand. You know.
You're just X's.
It can pick things up. This is just, you know, really the ideal man. This is peak physical fitness.
At least he got pockets on all 3, just in case.
He's
got a belt on too.
It's beautiful.
Nice. And he's got the big V-neck. I'm not even talking to the microphone.
He's truly just peak.
Can we get a close up on Dave and Buster?
Dave and Buster. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, you got Dave and Buster.
I didn't even say it like a first and last name.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. I'll get a picture of it unless you don't want to, then erase.
Yeah, this one might be more of a forgotten art.
I like Flabs Rotund. Flabs Rotund deserves it. What was that called? Drawing board.
A drawing board, yeah.
Interesting.
I just wanted something a little chill. Yeah.
That was chill. I felt like I was doing a Rick roll. No, what was it?
Rick roll.
What is it called?
What?
The painting guy.
Bob Ross.
Rick roll and Bob Ross. That's a jump.
That's all right. Once again, go to the YouTube if you want to watch what's going on.
It's beautiful.
Look at Aiden's beautiful drawing.
We'll put those pictures on the Instagram as well in due time.
You can vote Dave and Buster's or Flab Rotund. We'll do voting on that.
And then
it's just Dave and Buster.
I'll have you guys grab the whiteboards again, okay?
Oh my god.
Yeah, because it is time for a pop quiz.
Oh no, crap. I took my mic off the thing.
I did. Well, mine is way harder than the, you just gotta put it in the clip.
I did make a theme for this one. And it is music.
Oh god.
Like an actual quiz we're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna write your answers on there.
We're gonna say the answers out loud for the audio listeners, don't worry. We're gonna say what everybody wrote.
Yeah. Well, we'll have you guys write your answers first, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Okay.
So first question, this should be kind of
Okay.
Thanks, Kyle.
Sorry about that.
This should be kind of like a little toss for you guys. Fill in the blank, okay?
No cheating, Aiden.
And when
I gotta put my folders up like we're in elementary school. Yeah.
Don't look.
My purple folder.
The little blinders. You know, in my elementary school, in one of the rooms, we had like actual desks like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think we had some.
We had like they were like red, blue, and green, and they had like a little this, like side.
They were pretty big, right?
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah.
Different texture than like a normal desk.
You guys also probably were in like the upper level reading classes.
I was a GT kid when I was that age.
I was in one of the reading classes where they had to take me away from a bar for like an hour and read with one teacher.
They put me in a writing class once for like the people that were having trouble, but it was actually because I hated all the prompts for the other writing, so I wouldn't try on the other like things. But then in that like class where for the people that are falling behind, they had to write a ghost story, and that was cool. That's awesome. That's a cool prompt. So I wrote this, like, you know, for a kid, it was, like, 3 pages long.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, he doesn't need to be in here. I'm like, don't give me, like, what did you do over the summer? I was like, nothing. I stayed at home. I don't know what you want from me. I'm going to write nothing about this because this is a boring prompt. Uninspired.
I just realized that I was in, like, this special reading class. I didn't, like, I was like, oh, cool. I get to go with 2 other people and a teacher to read in another room. I was like, see you guys. All right. Now I'm realizing that like I was in like the I was in like the special reading class, and we read. That's when we read. You guys ever? It was like a book where like every time a kid touched something, it turned to chocolate. Maybe I was just in like the really special reading class.
I remember reading that one, but
I don't know. It sounds.
I think it was a little below my level.
Yeah.
It must. Yeah. No. It was
so reading like Holes.
Holes is a great book to
yeah,
be
I
fair.
I loved Holes.
I used to read the Wayside School series too. That was a really good series.
I read that too.
Yeah. So amazing.
Yeah. Was your senior year?
Yes.
Hugo. It was like a really big book, but it was like mostly like pictures.
I bet you loved that book.
Yeah.
All right. You've told us too much, Kyle. You've given us too much.
All right.
First question. Fill in the blank, okay?
Okay.
And when I'm back in blank, I feel it.
Could you repeat that?
Oh, my God.
And when I'm back in blank, I feel it.
I don't think you understand. Like, this is like one of my favorite songs.
Right? I figured I'd give a layup to start.
This is one of my favorite songs right now.
Another version of
me. Tier music.
My music? This is like a popular song.
I listen to weird stuff, okay, Kyle?
This also could be like a weird thing.
Yeah, mine is Aiden. I listen to underground indie.
It's not that weird.
No, it's not big in underground.
It's not that weird, but it's like more indie than it is like popular.
Indie.
It's not by like a pop star, for sure.
It's not by a pop star. Who wrote this?
I'm not telling you. It's a pop quiz. Don't cheat.
Give me your answer, Kyle. Just like back in school. I need help.
No, dude, I would cheat off of you in school. What are you talking about?
Can I get the line one more time?
And when I'm back in blank, I feel it.
When we were in high school, while he's trying to figure out his answer, me and Aiden copied off one girl for our English standards. We copied off the same girl, and we neglected to change their name. We neglected to change their, like, anything about
it. We didn't quite change enough.
And, like, we both got caught, but we didn't. Did you even get caught? No, maybe she didn't.
Well, the thing is, I think she spilled the beans.
I don't know that she, I think the teacher definitely noticed.
Well, the teacher noticed, but I just said, we worked together on it.
Yeah.
So we all kind of, like, had the same, like, similar thing.
True. And then, they caught me for, I think I copied like six. They only caught me for four. They emailed my dad, and I'm sorry if my dad's listening, but I went home immediately and deleted the email off of the computer, and they never found out.
Yeah, that's more or less what I did.
But that's a little high school tidbit from when Aiden and I were little cheaters. That was freshman year. And that teacher did take administrative leave, but I won't.
She made us work harder. She liked kids.
We don't know. Allegedly.
Do you have your answer, Aiden? You've been writing for a bit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
Go on to Aiden's first.
Aiden, let's hear your answer.
Is it black? Yeah, like back in black.
And when I'm back in black, I feel.
Yeah,
it.
Show it.
Yeah, black.
Show the camera, though, man.
That's not a nice word.
What? Did they not believe that I wrote black? Is that the problem? They think I just lied right here?
Well, you want to see the real answer?
Sure.
Chicago.
Who is this by?
Joe.
DJO.
And when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me.
Somebody's not on TikTok.
I was in it. Oh, and when I'm... And then did you like my most recent... My most recent Instagram post had Fool attached to it. That was by the same album, same band.
Who's this guy?
Joe. Did you ever watch Stranger Things?
Who's Joe?
Maybe.
There was a guy who's in Stranger Things who is in this band, but like he's trying to like not be a part. He was like he didn't want to know.
Who did he play?
Steve. He was like kind of in the beginning. He was kind of the asshole, and then like he became like
like while you're here.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we like him, and like. He sang the song, and it actually went viral. But it's not like...
He was already famous.
No, that song was released years ago.
Really?
Yeah, he purposely, like, didn't tell anybody that he did that. Like, he wanted it to be sort of like, I make music, but nobody knows that, like, I am the one making this music.
Yeah, I never heard the song before.
But then it came out that he was the one doing it, and that's when I started listening to the album, and I like it a lot. Sorry. A little tidbit from Kyle's life.
Oh, this is not looking good if that was the
that's
a, that
that's
was all right.
toss. You guys ready for his next question?
Dude, what if he curved it towards Kyle?
I just picked stuff, man. Okay. Chris Martin is the lead singer of which British rock band?
Okay. Is it like are we getting multiple choice?
Yeah, give us some options.
Sounds like we're getting multiple choice.
Do you want multiple choice?
Yeah, prepare multiple choice.
Yeah,
people can come up with.
Okay. What, Martin?
Chris.
Chris Martin. Oh, weird. Almost as... Hey, Google! I'm just practicing.
Alright,
there's a Google
ready?
In my room directly below us. I wonder if he's loud enough. You have to think of bands now.
I do. I have the list.
If you don't want to,
Yeah,
Dean Martin?
We need multiple choice on this.
Did you say Dean Martin?
Chris
Martin.
Why do I think Dean? What's Dean?
It's got to be like an 80s rock band, right?
Excuse me?
Okay, so we are going to go A, Genesis, B, Radiohead, C, Coldplay, D, One Republic.
Coldplay and One Republic are very similar.
Alright, so I went with Coldplay.
And I went with One Republic.
One Republic's lead singer is Ryan Tedder. Aiden.
Yeah.
Chris Martin is Coldplay's lead singer.
Let's go.
1-1. Who's keeping score?
You are.
I'm keeping score.
After that. Alright.
Wait, this is a pop quiz. This isn't a game.
It can be.
We're getting graded by
Mr. Nick. Mr.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, guys.
I don't know which question I want to do next.
Well, you're the boss.
Austin, pick one,
Austin.
Two, or three.
Two.
Okay.
He said two.
Good number.
Which song was used as an elimination song on American Idol and also performed in the album The Chipmunks movie?
Oh, you gotta give us multiple choice here, man. I don't watch American... What was it? What even show?
American Idol?
I've never seen it.
Oh.
I'm not doing multiple choice for this one. They, Is it like, at the end of the movie or, like, at the beginning where the Chipmunks sang this? It was really popular on the radio.
Yeah, I can't think of one.
I'm confident, but I could be dead wrong.
Alright, this is as good as it gets.
Alright, Aiden, let's
or
see
with
it.
All-Star. It's on all those 2000s movies, right?
Okay.
I have two guesses.
Alright, Kyle.
My first one is my less confident one is We Are Family.
There's no way they sang that in the movie, right?
They definitely sang that in the movie.
No
we
way.
But like also as the elimination song American Idol.
I know, that's why I thought that's definitely not it. But my second one is I'm way confident with Funky Town.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Won't you take me to Funky Town?
The answer was Bad Day. But...
Oh, I knew that one too. Oh, that's,
no, that's
smart. Why would Funky Town be it? Stupid Kyle.
For elimination.
Funky Town!
I thought they were trying to get him in like a good mood and we're leaving.
You're not going to Hollywood, but you're going to Funky Town.
Sorry, your career in singing is over.
Bam, 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 bam. Funky Town.
You know that song, Aiden? Bad Day?
I'm assuming it's that one song.
I literally...
You had a bad day.
Yeah.
Take
I literally
down.
Know that. Oh, I'm pissed at myself. I literally...
That's all right. We have more questions, so.
Sorry.
Shut up.
No crying on my podcast. Get out of here. Sorry, I forgot you got me.
No. Yeah. We will. All right.
His face.
Which Cuban music artist loves when Shawn Mendes calls her señorita?
Oh my god. What is her name? I just put Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, that's,
she's not Cuban.
Is that what you put?
Did you say Cuban?
I did.
I don't think she's Cuban.
What? I don't know.
Is it Camila Cabello?
Yes.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I remember it. I don't know anybody.
So Kyle's 2 points. Okay, and do you plan on tying it up?
No, I don't know any of these.
Fair.
I don't listen to, I guess, this era of music.
Fair.
But you knew what the viewer
wanted. Well, we got three more questions,
yeah,
so
you and Lele are always simping over it.
The music video for which song was the first to be aired on MTV?
Could you repeat the question?
The music video for which song was the first to be aired on MTV? Take On Me by A-ha, Tainted Love by Soft Cell, Every Breath You Take by The Police, or Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles?
I went with Take On Me.
I know this is the answer, because I was thinking it, but I couldn't think of the name. Video Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, oh.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I knew it. I was thinking it was by Queen, though. I was thinking it was like, what is the one Queen song?
Which one? Like
Radio.
Yeah,
Radio Gaga?
Radio Gaga. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Love Queen.
But I knew it had to do with the radio. I'm smart. I kind of got that.
We have two more questions. Aiden, how are you feeling? Kyle's up 3-1.
Aiden's going to pull me aside later. He's going to be like, Kyle, I don't really like that quiz one.
I just don't know any of the answers.
That's all right. That's the point. You probably listened to, like, What a Wonderful World on repeat.
I just listened to, like, Pots and Pans falling downstairs and stuff like that.
Sounds like a broken household.
Yeah, really.
Throw utensils at the wall.
Throw utensils. Yeah, you know, some real avant-garde stuff.
So, which Billy Joel song listed significant historical events from the years 1949 to 1989?
I know this. Once again, sorry about that.
Aiden's actually writing right away.
Yeah, I mean, if I get this one wrong, I'll probably just leave the podcast in general.
Flip your boards at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, well, let's say them at the same time.
One, two, three.
We need to start the fire.
Nice!
Yeah. I wanted Aiden to say something completely wrong. Piano Man.
And this last question I do have multiple choice for.
Ooh.
And it is going to be worth 3 points.
Get me back into it if I get it right, huh?
Since we're using points in a pop quiz.
I mean, I've been using it since the start of this one.
Yeah,
so have you been keeping score?
You have 4. Aiden has 2. Okay. So
you can take a lead on this.
Yeah, yeah, but I think you did that on purpose.
Who feeds the chickens in Weird Al Yankovic's Amish Paradise? Is it A, Robinson, B, Jebediah, C, Ezekiel, D, Jacob?
I know the song.
I don't know how to spell it, but...
Oh, it's not Jacob.
I think I got it.
All right. Kyle, what's your answer?
I answered Jebediah, and I also don't know how to spell it.
Oh, yeah, I said Jebediah. I think we spelled it the same.
You guys are both correct.
Well, because it's, isn't it Jebediah if he's a chicken and Jacob plows?
Yeah.
That's Ezekiel doesn't know that my mind is gone. Something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that. You know, fun fact, a local boy kicked me in the butt last week.
Is this the truth?
That's a line.
I smiled at him and I turned the other cheek.
Aiden thought that we were just talking.
Yeah, I thought you just changed subject now. So I was like, someone kicked you. He was like, are you okay? Are you hurt?
Yeah, that's Kyle, you won 7-5. How are you feeling, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Nick. I think that one I really pulled through towards the end there, and I... Yeah, thanks, Nick. I'm really confident that I pulled through towards the end there. Is it still loud?
I'm just messing with you.
No, I was like, my microphone's over here. Yeah, Nick, I'm really confident I pulled through towards the end there, and I'm sure that next time maybe Aiden will have the upper hand on me. But right now I'm gonna ride this high and maybe take a few shots after I plow the fields.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Just came up
short. Aiden's erasing his board still.
How are you going to prepare for this next pop quiz?
I'm going to message you beforehand to give you the answers.
You should do that.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
I'll be like, Aiden, how did you, like, the crazy?
Yeah, it'll just be like, what is the exact circumference of the Earth? I'm like, oh, I think I know this one.
Well, we'll talk, okay?
And you're like, no multiple choice. You're like, oh, is it 45? And you're like,
it's got to be at least 60, right?
Are we done? Was that the last one?
Oh, that was the last thing in the quiz.
All right. Kyle wins, I think, the day. I think that means you got to give me, like rub my feet or something.
I will push you in front of a bus before I...
Well, you see, I think Aiden would be very happy with that, so we're going to find an actual punishment, okay? But we'll figure that out later. But now we're going to go to the weekly TikTok.
We got a weekly TikTok. Bing, bang.
Kyle, One or two?
Two. Kind of say two.
Two is the real one, and one is one that I just think is really cool that you guys aren't going to understand, but I think Austin will understand. So I think we should play one first, but then two is like the real one.
I can't believe you would destroy me in a pop quiz and then also not pick my number.
Very
but,
well then.
But I think we should do one.
There's a rift I think it's between us now.
All right, you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen of the Gallery Gourmet, my name is Paul Bladeev Atreides.
Duke of Arrakis!
This is Timothy Chalamet edit. And
Duke!
It's just so cool.
Duke of Arrakis!
Now that you guys saw Dune, but
yeah,
it's a dope-ass video. I watched it like eight, when I first saw it, I sat there and watched it like eight times.
And you thought this was cool.
I thought that was very cool. I watched it eight times.
The Timothy Chalamet, like, hype video? Hype, what's it called? Like,
edit.
Yeah, hype edit.
It was beautiful.
That's why it's my pretend one.
Do you have a word to describe it, you guys?
Probably...
Bodacious.
No.
Bodacious.
Engulfing.
Engulfing. Austin, do you have a word?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Austin, did you see Wonka?
No, I actually have not.
Well, you probably could have found it. He was going to say Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah.
And then he changed it to
Paul Muad'Dib Atreides.
That was his name.
Yeah, that was actually my word, too.
No spoilers, but that was his name.
That was my word, too. It really got me.
Paul Muad'Dib Atreides.
Yeah.
That was my nickname in high school.
Do you guys know what Muad'Dib means?
No.
I actually can't remember what Muad'Dib means.
Wow, that's how I could ask it.
Yeah. It was a real question. Like, do you guys know what it means? Because I don't remember.
It's beautiful.
What does it mean?
It's that little tiny sand mouse.
It's a little sand mouse.
That's what they called me.
Yeah, I think if I watched the movie, it might have made that a little more. That might mean something to us.
Yeah, well. Okay, we can watch my real one after this. All right. Thought that was really cool. And I watched it a million times. It's actually kind of long, but it's okay. We'll watch the whole thing.
All right.
And we'll cut around it.
Yeah, 2 minutes of dead silence.
My water of the day. Oh, what flavor am I going to choose today? I am going to go for a Sonic Ocean Water. And then I'm also going to be using one of these Blueberry High C packets. These have honestly become one of my favorite packets to use because it tastes like blueberry Jell-O. It just tastes so good. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and start with the blueberry. Let's give that a little mixeroony. I am going to add in my ice. You know, I need a lot. And in addition to ice, I'm going to add in some dazzle dust, which is just edible glitter. I haven't added this to one of my water of the days in a long time, and I think the colors would be perfect for it for this one. I'm gonna leave a little bit of room at the top.
That's so much.
Because I wanna add some cotton.
This is water, remember?
This one also
this
has
making
edible
water.
Glitter in it, which is really cool. So I am going to just pour this right on over the top, and then we are done. All right, here it is. This is the second galaxy-inspired water
just
that
smells.
I have made.
I was going to say, how is this? Like, he's having a lot of faith to not spill.
Let's give it a mix so I can taste it, and let's see if it tastes as cute as it looks. All right, let's see. Oh, of course. Some of my favorite flavors, you can't go wrong.
No.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Well,
that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes those little flavor packets can be a little bit like, oh, this tastes a little icky, but sometimes mm-hmm. they're pretty tasty.
But also, at what point is it like, all right, it's a lot. He added two packets.
That was a lot of water.
Fake glitter, edible glitter. It was
yeah,
like two bottles
see,
of water.
See, the glitter kind of threw me, because I always thought, like, you know, like, social media accounts just put that in to make you click on it.
Yeah.
I didn't think people really did that for themselves.
And yeah, that's literally what he did. He's like, oh, it looks cool. Like
it did look cool,
is,
to
like,
be
the
fair.
Edible, is, like, the edible glitter, like, tastes good? Is it, like, does it kind of like a little sugar?
I think it's just for looks, for himself. And also like, the other, like, whatever, like, sugar-free flavoring that he put in on the top or whatever. I just feel like at some point it's just juice. Like, that's
well,
not
I mean,
water.
Yeah, but I think, he's doing it for himself. You know, I think he's giving himself a little treat.
I get it, and I'm, I But I just think it's, I think at that, just drink water or juice. Like, pick one.
Oh, yeah, I guess, you know, every time I go to a bar, I should just drink vodka because it doesn't matter. It's, you know, it's just all the same, isn't it?
I just think it's funny.
Yeah. I do have a question about that, Kyle.
About what?
How much did it cost before you went up and sang Hotline Bling?
None at all. I just had to put my name on a little list. It's funny because I had, there was like, you had to log in through an app. And you'd like download an app on a table, like there was a QR code on the table, and you had to download an app. And what I did not know is like we weren't putting in our full names, because then I looked at the board and the people were like putting nicknames or like just their first names, and mine was Kyle Ahonen. They had to call out. That's what they called out when I went up there. They were like, Kyle Ahonen. And I'm like,
that's me.
I am.
That karaoke place I went was a little less, I guess, advanced. I think that you just told them your name, they wrote it up on like a board.
Yeah, that too. I mean, and then I could, well, yeah, that's how I, but I also looked through the list of songs, chose my song, and put my name in. So it like had it automatically going.
They had like a little book full of all the songs.
That's cool. Where'd you go? A place around here?
No, in New Orleans.
Oh, you went there in New Orleans?
Yeah.
It's my turn to go there.
You didn't hook me up on any of the spots. I should have asked.
I didn't actually sing there. We got there kind of towards closing.
Oh, I mean, like even any of the spots that you went, I should have asked. Damn.
I need to go there now and go to some karaoke.
Love karaoke bar.
That's just a karaoke bar.
I know. Weren't we trying to do karaoke in Madison?
Yeah, and
unfortunately, we're not able to go in due to circumstances. But
yeah, cool. I'd love to the next time we're out there though.
Yeah,
it's just
there's gotta be one around here.
They do it at the Wicked Hop on some nights.
Well, I got these from New Orleans.
Nice.
That was supposed to be my show and tell. I forgot to say that. Oh. I got these. I showed a man my tits and I got them.
You. Wow.
Nice.
I did. I was walking down Bourbon Street and there's a guy like going like this and I went. And it was like, woohoo!
What do you guys think about that? Let's sum up what y'all thought about that water with one word.
Aiden? Authentic.
Authentic. Kyle?
Juice.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I liked it.
It felt very juice, I agree.
I think at that point it isn't really water. But, you know, what is juice but water with some
flavor? Yeah. And I guess to each their own. Like, I mean, like, if he likes it, like, go for it.
Yeah, I thought it could be tasty, I don't know.
I hope it is.
I think it looked like a galaxy. That was pretty cool.
I would say crafty is my word. Austin, do you have a word to describe it?
Not off the top of my head. I feel like fruity would be a good one.
Fruity.
Me
fruity.
Too.
More ways than one.
Anyway.
Such chemistry on us. On camera, boy. We
very
are.
Cool.
We're working on it! I got this! That's when you just cut around it and make it look like we do.
Yeah, just quickly shoot from each camera.
Yeah, to confuse the viewer.
Yeah.
You confuse the viewer, it confuses Nick, and it makes Nick think that we've only been recording for 5 minutes. And he's like, wow, that was quick. You just gotta confuse him. You just gotta run around him in circles and yell, nightmare, 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 nightmare. He likes that. I mean, it sounds weird, but it's not. He likes it. Trust me.
He's gonna cure you some crazy things.
Cure you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your broken leg?
That's actually how we fixed his leg.
We?
Nightmare. Yeah, we did that, yeah.
You were in the surgery?
We gave him the wheelchair.
We?
Yeah, me and you. Yeah, don't you remember that?
A gift from the gods, thank you guys.
No problem.
I'd probably still be there without you.
And if you don't want to break your leg, you should subscribe to the Dangerous Curves podcast on YouTube and follow us on all of our socials, all of them are Dangerous Curves Pod. If you are listening, check out the YouTube version, especially for a certain portion of this.
Yeah, this one might be a little better on YouTube.
Probably a little bit more entertaining. And
run up the Instagram.
In all fairness, so if they're hearing this, that means they've already listened to the whole thing. They're probably not going to go back to
go and watch it. Or like if you skipped over it, which probably would have also been a good idea, go back and watch it. I think it was silly. Aiden's a bad drawer.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
Dave,
cut that
Dave
from the audio one.
Dave and Buster looks
bonus
cool.
Scenes on the video one.
Maybe, yeah, we could do that.
What, Nick?
Sorry? Dave and Buster looked so cool.
Dave and Buster? No, Dave and Buster is great. I think he's going to go down in history as something big.
Yeah, I like Dave and Buster.
Did you take a picture of yours?
Yeah.
Did you take a picture of it?
No. Well, I can't really.
Three cameras constantly pointed at
us. I can't, but I can't.
Saw it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. All right. Well, thank you for watching, and do either of you have anything else to say?
We'll see you next time.
Give us money.
Yeah. Not like fake money, though, right?
Sponsor us.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you have, if you want to just give us money, I think Aiden, just go to Aiden's house and just put it in his mailbox.
Yeah, deliver me money.
Yeah. Or
make sure to, put in what you want me to say. It's a cameo, except
yeah.
I'm bad at it.
Yeah, he'll just yell it. It won't be, it's not going to be on, online or anything. He'll just, go out,
Yeah, you're not going to see a recording of it. I'm just going to say it to a stranger, maybe while I'm waiting in line or something.
Maybe while I'm waiting. Maybe to a drive-thru worker or something.
Yeah.
Or if maybe we're just, on the bus.
And realistically, I'm going to forget about it and not say it at all. So, make it memorable.
Yeah, so honestly, what are you charging for that now?
I'll take $5.
Five now? Oh, that went
down. Or 500. Yeah, either one.
Between $5 and $500, he'll accept that. So just put that in his mailbox. And honestly, yeah, I think that's all I got to say. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
Thank you for watching the Dangerous Curves, watching/listening to the Dangerous Curves podcast. Tune in next time where Aiden gets a haircut?
Sure.
We'll discuss.
All right.
Hey, put that on the page. Our little cheat sheet.
Aiden gets a haircut in our little script.
I'm like, wait, what?
Oh, it's in the cards. You got to do it.
Shoot.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.